really perfect night.
Well, that's awesome.
It was awesome.
Yeah, I don't think I would redo anything about our night. It was great. The only hang up we had was we went to a restaurant. And I had the ring in my pocket the whole time. And I knew it was going down. I wasn't proposing at the restaurant, though. It was like dinner. And then I proposed in Millennium Park. And so we're like at the dinner and my wife orders, a pasta, unbeknownst to her, a very spicy pasta. So the pasta comes and she's like, oh, I read this wrong. It's way too spicy. So I go, I'll take it. Let's just switch. You have what I have. So we switched. And so now I'm sweating, but it wasn't because I was nervous, because I felt pretty confident she was going to say yes. Because I don't know. And I was sweating so much. So if I had it to do again, I would just warn like, maybe don't order that one.
Yeah.
Maybe stay away from that one. Whip, would you change anything about your proposal?
No. Ours was, we were already living together and did it at home. It was either on Christmas Eve or Christmas morning. I don't remember. I've already been attacked on this airwaves for that being a cliche and stupid and all that. So I don't agree. I liked it. It was great. And it
whatever.
Was wonderful.
You're good. It's important to you. Who cares about everybody else? Good for you.
Yes.
Well, I saw online that 40% of people, if they had it to do again, 40% say, yeah, I'd give my proposal an A+. 60% say, I would change some things. That's a lot of people. That's beyond the majority, 60%. Yeah, I would change some things if I could change some things. If you could change your proposal, what would you change about your proposal? It could be that you were proposed to or you're the one that did it. What would you change about it? Text it to us at 312-233-1019. And coming up in today's situationship, we're going to dive in on what you would have changed about your proposal. You text us at 312-233-1019 and then keep your phone handy because we're going to call you back to get the full story. But we want to know, would you change anything about your proposal? Anything at all? Text it to us at 312-233-1019 and keep your phone handy because we're going to call you back from a 312. We got three people in here who are like, we're good.
Yeah.
We wouldn't change anything. So we need you. What would you change if you could change anything about how your proposal went down? Text it to us at 312-233-1019 and keep your phone handy because we might call you back and get the full story. We're going to go into the newsroom and then we're going to update some proposals.
All right, Bears would change one thing about yesterday's game against the Packers. This was that one thing.
And it's blocked! Oh my goodness, the Packers block it and they're going to win! Green Bay survives!
The kick's a little low, and that fingertip is all you need from this distance, and it is absolutely heartbreaking for the Bears.
Wow.
Exhilarating for the Packers.
That's courtesy of Fox. It's Kevin Burkhardt and good old Tom Brady there giving his analysis. Anyway, Bears lose by a point. They would have won if that field goal had gone in, but it didn't get a chance because it was blocked. They've lost 11 in a row to Green Bay. It's very humiliating. They host the Vikings next Sunday at Soldier Field. Woman ran New York Marathon, while drunk. Justine Huang ran the recent NYC Marathon while drunk. She consumed 4 shots of liquor and 5 half cups of beer. Justine finished the race in 5 hours and 36 minutes and says she has, kind of like this segment, no regrets.
Look at that.
Yeah. And finally, shoppers are trying to find and buy that Wicked doll whose packaging features the web address for an adult website that we told you about last week. So there was a misprint on the box where it would send you to a site which was actually pornography as opposed to something related to the Wicked movie. Now they've corrected it, but the mislabeled ones are selling on eBay for as much as $150. The movie opens on November 22nd. And there is that cynical little part of some of us who believe that this was not an accident. I'm sure it might have been. Easy mistake to make, but, you know, a lot of crafty people in this world as far as the promotions. You know what I mean? Got to cut through. Yeah. Moving to sports. Other than the Bears, you had Nicky's Lions over Jacksonville yesterday. Lions now Super Bowl favorites, according to bettors.
That's crazy talk. But yes. I have to congratulate you.
Crazy talk. Oh.
On your Illinois win over Michigan State.
That's right, this weekend. So we'll take that for sure.
Yeah.
I'm sorry that your girl's weekend was spoiled.
Oh,
by
we
that.
Didn't watch it.
Yeah.
I saw the score and I was like,
never mind. Glad we didn't waste our time.
Yeah, let's go to, you know, Dixieland Bar. Cause that's all it is in Nashville.
It's all Dixie everything.
It's just like Dixie everything and then.
Yeah.
Everyone's got their bar. Jason Aldean. You just pick any country. There are literally every single country star has their own bar.
Right.
Most of which are named Luke.
Yeah, there's a couple. Luke Rowe. That's what it should
one
be.
Third of Luke, one third of country stars are named Luke these days. These days.
They do have that bar, Dixie Inn Chicks, and it's strip club, one side's men, one side's women, which I think is pretty cool.
Yeah. They're getting clever down there.
They really are.
Let's see. So the Lions are Super Bowl favorites. Chiefs lost yesterday, and you have the Cowboys and Texans tonight. Also, the Bulls played last night, got destroyed by the Houston Rockets. Mixed weather. Foggy, pretty much a guarantee of rain, and temps holding in the upper 50s. Before we get back to pretty much the same tonight with maybe thunderstorms even. And right now we're up 250, and the weather is brought to us by Golf Mill Ford. Just sign and drive home in a new 24 Ford F-150 for $399 a month at Golf Mill Ford. Illinois' largest Ford dealer just wants your signature, and you're in an F-150 for $399 a month at this Ford giant, Golf Mill Ford in Niles. 36-month base, $39.95 due at signing. No security deposit required, plus TTL and doc fee with approved credit. With your Mix News update at 7:04. Coming up in your next Mix News, we'll tell you about a former Chicago sports car who had his very expensive car stolen. Sports star, not sports car. But it was a sports car, too.
Lightning McQueen.
On the Mix.
And we're going to find out if you could change that proposal at all. What would you change about it? Many texts are coming in. Keep your phone handy. We're going to call you back from a 312. Get ready. But at the end of the day, no matter what, don't worry. We're still into you. After a regrettable proposal. Still into you. All good. It's fine. And that's what happens in the situationship.
Okay. Here's the situation.
Situation. We should get to the situation room.
We're going to take you to the situation room.
Everyone to the situation room.
This is a you help me help you situation.
If I could update my proposal, boy would I. You've texted us at 312-233-1019. Every morning around this time, we dive into the Morning Mix Situationship. You know, in life, we're all in relationships, and they land us in a variety of situations. So, hello, here we are, the Situationship. According to a recent survey of married individuals, if you could change anything about your proposal, what would you change? The top five things are the words they said. I wish I could change what you said. The weather. Friends and family being involved. Either you wanted them to be or you didn't. Okay. The delivery. Didn't get down on a knee or did get down on a knee and I wish he hadn't. Blah, blah, blah. Okay. But the number one thing is location.
Oh.
It's like real estate. Location, location, location. Mm-hmm. Didn't like it. So if you could change anything about your proposal, what would you change? Lee, good morning.
Hi.
Lee, you would change something about your proposal. What was it?
Well, my now husband told me that he was always going to do some grand gesture, like a big surprise, you know, like a hot air balloon with the delivery of a ring and all that. So I found the box for my ring in his car, and I felt so guilty about it that I told him. And I thought it was a whole trick. I thought this was like a big ruse, that there was nothing in there. There was going to be a note that was like, ha ha, sucker, there's nothing in here. But I felt terrible. So I told him that I found this box. And then he ended up ditching his entire proposal and proposed to me in his childhood bedroom instead of how he really wanted to.
Oh, no, in that moment. So he was just like, oh, my God, all bets are off. I just got to do it now.
Yep.
Wow. Did he ever tell you if there was a big plan
and what
the big plan
was?
Yeah. he was working really hard and made me this whole little booklet that was supposed to be a gift for me that had all of the things that we had ever done together. And in the back of it, he carved it out and the ring was supposed to be on the last page.
Oh, man. But instead, yeah, next to my Power Rangers poster will do. Down on a knee below the singer from Eve 6.
Pamela Anderson, Baywatch.
Next to that. Oh, man. Well, that's not ideal, and that's not what he wanted. Proposal gone wrong. You know, I wish I could change something about it. Michelle, you would love to change what you were wearing during the proposal?
Yes. Hi. I was working night shift at the time, and my now husband stopped and got me coffee. We were getting ready for a date, and I walked out of the shower, and he had put the ring in a gift card from Starbucks, and I was fresh out of the shower, hair soaking wet, just wearing a towel, and he did it right there.
And that's bad?
Yeah, I'm about to say, I know why he did it.
I mean, I couldn't take pictures. I couldn't do anything cute. I was just looking like a wet dog wrapped up in a towel. So
now let me ask you this, and I don't want to get too personal because we've only now just met Michelle, but you got out of the shower all clean. The second he proposed, did you get dirty?
We didn't. We had dinner reservations, so I thought he would do it there.
They can make dinner later. Come on. So you thought,
I knew it was
coming,
but I did not expect
He wanted to make sure he could eat in peace. That's he didn't want that knot in his stomach the whole time. All right, now I can breathe. All right, bring on the chicken parm.
Yeah, he's a very nervous guy, so I think he just did not want to do it in front of anybody.
And how long the build up? How long have you been married?
We're coming up on our 8-year anniversary.
Amazing. Well, here's what we're going to do. We've got a dinner for two for you guys to celebrate that 8 at Antico Posto.
Oh, awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, you're so welcome, man. Now,
$100 gift card is yours to Antico Posto, a Let Us Entertain You restaurant. It's a cozy Italian restaurant and wine bar tucked away in Oak Brook Center.
Michelle, can I ask you, did he ever wonder, like, you know, did he know you being in the towel was a bit of a disappointment, or did he not care?
I don't think he cared. I think he was still happy the fact that he surprised me because I thought it was coming at a different time, so he still thinks it's funny that he got one over on me.
Yeah, I think that's great. Yeah. That's fun. Okay, I like this.
And every time you get out of the shower now, it's like, this is where I got engaged.
Ed from Detroit, who texts us from time to time, texted similarly, I wish I would change. We were both naked. I would change that. Where'd you hide the ring? That's my question.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime somebody's like, yeah, we were both buck naked. I'm like, yeah, but where was the ring, though? Where did you hide it? You know what I mean? Well, I don't want to know. In fact, never mind. Something's got a hold on me. I retract my question. No, I don't know myself anymore. Feels like the walls are all closing in. And
was knocking at my door. Whoa, out of my mind. How many times did I tell you I'm no good at being alone? Yeah, it's taking a toll on me. Trying my best to keep from tearing the skin off my bones. Don't you know I'm losing control when you're not next to me? I'm falling apart right in front of you. Can't you see? I'm losing control when you're not next to me. Yeah, you're breaking my heart, baby. You make a mess of me. Problematic. Problem isn't what your body like, a feeling like a bad habit. It's hard to break when I'm with you. Yeah, I know I can do it on my own, but I want that real full moon, black magic, and it takes two. Problematic. Problem is when I'm with you, I'm an addict, and I need some relief. My skin ain't your teeth, can't see the forest through the trees. Got me down on my knees.
We just got a late text here from the situationship, and it said here that my husband proposed at my sister's wedding with her permission. So the wedding proposal, always a question mark, right? It's somebody else's wedding and then you propose. But the sister gave permission and said it was fine. However, this woman is saying, but then I got grief the whole night from family that I stole my sister's thunder when I didn't even know anything was going on. I just showed up for the wedding and then my now husband proposed. But he had worked it out.
With your sister. So
correct.
That, yeah.
I mean, what are you supposed to do?
No.
You stole her thunder. Like, what are you talking about? I didn't bring thunder. I didn't know. They agreed it was fine.
I just got served a video of, like, someone who did that where you had to unlock the bouquet. You know how typically you threw the bouquet, right?
Yeah.
And then whoever gets it gets married next.
Yeah.
So it was like in this thing and everyone had a key. Mm. And they had set it up ahead of time.
That's how we give away cars in radio.
Right, seriously. So she opens it, gets the bouquet, turns around, and then her boyfriend's on the knee.
So
that was like a best friend. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
Some people want
if
to be part
of
that.
If they're all in on it, yeah. I guess, mm-hmm. Right? I don't know. I've never been at a wedding where someone proposed. Yeah. I've been at a wedding where they get married. I've seen that.
That's not unusual. That's true.
No, that's the goal, right? I mean,
yeah.
That's what you want when you're there. So I don't know. We got to get a look at these roads, though. Not married to that.
Mm-mm. Definitely not, especially if you are on the I-88, the Reagan Memorial Tollway there. Eastbound, the off-ramp to the tri-state, it is closed due to a rollover. So avoid that area if you can. Again, that's I-88 eastbound off-ramp to northbound tri-state tollway. Other roads here, we got inbound Eden, 16 minutes late Cook to Montrose, 17 on the reverse. Inbound Kennedy, an hour, 3 minutes O'Hare to downtown, 45 outbound. Inbound Eisenhower, 45 minutes, 3 minutes. 90 to the old post office, 50 minutes on the reverse. Inbound Stevenson, 44 minutes, 355 to DeSable Lakeshore Drive, outbound 22 minutes. And then the inbound Dan Ryan, 29 minutes from 95th to the interchange. So it's brought to you by the Free Mix app, which is what you need. If you want to go see Bruno Mars in Las Vegas, you get a code word. You can enter it. That all starts tomorrow morning at 7:20, but you have to have the Free Mix app to do so. Go get it at the Apple App Store or Google Play.
That's exactly right. We are 24 hours away from your next concert codes to go and see the one and the only Bruno Mars live in Vegas.
Hey guys, this is Bruno Mars and you're listening to
Today's Variety, 101.9 The Mix.
You're going to see him live at Park MGM, so all you got to do is be here tomorrow morning, 7:20 a.m. We give you the first code word. All you do is open that Free Mix app, enter that code word, and boom, you are in for your chance to win a trip for two to Vegas. We're going to give you 10 code words tomorrow, every hour, 20 after the hour, from 7:20 to 4:20. Win your way to Vegas to see Bruno Mars live with The Mix.
There's so much new music, it's crazy.
Downloading new music.
So let us help you find all the new cool cuts coming out every weeknight, 9 to 11, on The Mix New Music Club. Hosted by McCabe and Jenny from The Afternoon Mix.
Check this out.
David Guetta featuring Ava Max, Forever Young. Forever Young.
Get all the details on new music first, weeknights 9 to 11 on The Mix New Music Club. Hosted by McCabe and Jenny from The Afternoon Mix.
All the new music I love.
Another piece of Today's Variety.
That's how I like it.
101.9 The Mix. WTMX FM and HD1 Skokie, Chicago. Listen to The Morning Mix on Alexa.
Saying my name will get my attention.
Just say, Alexa, open 101.9 The Mix.
See how easy that was?
Today's Variety.
101.9 The Mix.
The holidays are here. The air is cold and bright. Where the dickens will I get a tree to make my house look right? It's time to decorate with lights for all to see. It's the time of year to spread good cheer with friends and family.
Ooh, Santa here. There's a magical place called Tree Time with the most ginormous holiday selection of artificial Christmas trees, lights, wreaths, and unique decorations. Oh, the quality and perfection. 200 different styles of trees that look like the real thing. At factory direct prices, they'll make your holiday ring. Come now as limited quantities sell out to avoid any frustrations. And meet with Tree Time top designers who will help with your decorating creations. Visit Tree Time on Pepper Road in Lake Barrington and you'll see we're everything Christmas for your holiday decorations and tree.
So go to TreeTime.com. Everything Christmas, TreeTime.com.
You've heard me talk about my friend who the whole time I had known him had been the most active person I knew, the one who couldn't do any of his favorite stuff anymore because of nagging pain in his hip. Hey, it's Whip here from The Morning Mix, and because of that pain, my buddy was really upset and down because he felt like he was just bored in the house and wasting all his time while everybody else was out having fun. So I asked him the obvious question, which is why he didn't try to do something about it. His answer, he couldn't afford to take time off of work, he did not want surgery, and he didn't want to go on a bunch of meds, which is exactly why I told him about QC Kinetics, where they use your own body's healing properties to treat the root cause of your pain. And the best part about their cellular regenerative treatments, there's no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. The consultation is free with Saturday appointments available too. Call 312-809-5955. 312-809-5955. Tell them Whip sent you. That's 312-809-5955. QC Kinetics.
Experience the NFL up north. Egan, Minnesota wants to welcome four lucky fans for an amazing game day experience when the purple and gold face off against your monsters of the Midway. One lucky grand prize winner will receive four tickets to watch the Vikings take on the Windy City Rivals on December 16th at U.S. Bank Stadium. Hotel accommodations, airfare, $100 in Egan restaurant gift cards, and a four-pack to the Vikings Museum. So don't miss out. This contest ends November 30th. Register for your chance to see the Vikings play Chicago on December 16th at gameday.eganmn.com. That's gameday.eganmn.com.
The holidays are here at the Home Depot, so let's get to decorating. Find your perfect tree in our huge assortment of shapes, sizes, and styles. Like the easy-to-assemble Jackson Noble Fir, with pre-lit branches perfect for styling with all your favorite ornaments. Or the Flock Starry Light Fraser Fir, with over 1,900 pre-lit memory wire branches that keep their shape so it's ready right out of the box.
Ooh.
Find the perfect tree now at the Home Depot.
Finding the perfect gifts for everyone on your list takes time, and the holidays can get a little busy. So let Macy's help you get a jump on your shopping with our Black Friday sale happening right now. It's your chance to find the best deals on the best gifts before the holiday rush, like cozy puffers and coats and more of the season's best styles. So get your gifts at Macy's now, and when you're cool, calm, and collected during holiday crunch time, you'll have yourself and Macy's to thank. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Consider it done with ABC. Our family's been available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for more than 65 years. ABC Plumbing, Sewer, Heating, Cooling, and Electric. Book your appointment today at 4abc.com and consider it done.
Something as fabulous as you has come to Chicago's Southland. It's the all-new, all-fabulous Wind Creek Casino. And you've never seen anything like it, because there's never been anything like it. But now that it's here, once you step inside, nothing will ever be the same. Wind Creek Chicago Southland, the casino you've been waiting for, is now open. Must be 21 years or older. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER.
At Boot Barn, we believe the cowboy boot is the foundation for a life well lived. We work, we raise, we break bread, and tomorrow it starts again. This life requires a boot that supports perseverance. Ariat boots undergo 150 steps to ensure performance. Boot Barn carries over 250,000 Ariat boots nationwide. Because out west, tenacity is second to none. Ariat at Boot Barn.
Choosing the right candidates for any office can be difficult.
My office has lots of drama.
I share my office.
But no matter what kind of office you have, if you're hiring, you need ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology finds the most qualified candidates for your roles fast. So, for any kind of office.
I'm really going places in my office.
Count on ZipRecruiter to find the right candidates for it. Try ZipRecruiter for free today at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT. G-O-A-T. Acronym. Stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Good morning. Happy Monday. We are back full force, the morning mix.
Yeah, and it's 52 degrees. It's nice.
It's nice outside.
It's warm.
I wore my little puffy jacket, and I was like, this is unnecessary. But what do you know? Like, you're in the in-between. You're either going to be a little chilly or a little too warm. What are you going to do today?
The S-word Thursday, potentially, possibly.
Yep. Oh, you're going to have the... Oh, sorry.
Who knows? So that we could see some rain or snow on Thursday.
I think I heard that today, November 18th, is the average date for the first snow.
So we're above average.
Exactly.
So on Saturday night, my wife's sister, Aunt Susan was like, hey, I'll watch the kids if you guys want to go out. So we're like, oh my God, we're in. So my wife and I went to La Grande Boucherie. It's a restaurant downtown. So we were able to get a reservation. The reservation we were able to get was 6 p.m., which that's dinner time, right?
Yeah.
Not if you're 24, apparently.
No.
So my wife and I go to this restaurant. We walk in for our 6 o'clock reservation. They set us right down. All good. Fine. Nice and fine. And we have a great dinner. It's awesome. Like, great food. Everything was great. I mean, just looking at the menu.
First, we have French fries and French dressing and French bread.
It was great. Had steak, you know. It was very nice. Nice little dinner. Had some wine. All good. We get home. We've had this lovely night out. Everything's awesome. We're at home, and my wife's like, man, I'm cashed. I'm going to turn it in. And I go, oh, okay. She's like, what time is it? Like 11? I go, like, it's 8:30.
Mm-hmm.
8:30 on a Saturday night. We were back, and she was like, I'm out. I'm like, I can't blame you, man, but you forget. You go to a 6 p.m. dinner, and then, like, yeah. Oh, we came home, and then it was 8:30. I was like, even... Yeah, you're right. Jeez.
It's dark. Doesn't matter.
But it's dark. It's so dark.
On the flip side, in Nashville, we had no plan for Saturday night dinner.
Oh, no.
So we ended up eating. I had a 10 p.m. dinner. Do you know the last
time? That's horrible.
No. That's horrible. That's called like
the
snack.
You are going to have the other
S day. You wake up from your sleep. Oh, man, I'm hungry. That's my midnight snack.
Right.
10 p.m.
So Whip goes downstairs and eats two handfuls of Cheez-Its.
Exactly. Yeah.
I was like, this is crazy. Oh, I have not had a dinner this
late. You had a whole dinner at 10 p.m.?
Yeah.
How do you make it that long without eating dinner? Like, how don't you get hungry starting at like 6 or 7?
Is alcohol a food deterrent?
Maybe I'm an idiot.
Still filled with Bush Light?
Well, we were out. We are very good day drinkers. So we were doing that. And then we took a nap, right? And then everyone's like, okay, we got to take a nap if we want to rally tonight.
Right.
And then we went out and got drinks at like 8:30, had dinner at 10, and then went to bed at 3.
And oh, dang.
Yeah, that was not smart.
Oh my God, I'm over here. Mm-hmm. Look at us at polar ends and then whip is Goldilocks.
I'm telling you, because you're talking about going to bed at 8:30. I
didn't go to bed at 8:30.
You stayed up?
I stayed awake.
What'd you watch?
I fought the good fight. I watched Loki season 2 and then
okay.
And then I kind of started drifting and yeah. I went to. So she was in bed at 8:30. I was up there. I mean, I stayed out late. I was up there like 9:15.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it was 2:30. I was like, I don't understand this right now.
Well, when I went out with you last Friday we went out after the ping pong ball. Yeah. And Nikki was like, let's keep it going. And I was like, okay. And when we kept it going, it was already 9.
Yeah, but I mean, we were home by like 11. That's like
But we also ate sushi at 10 and you were like ordering all sorts of stuff.
Yeah.
I think it's how you live. I think it's just you.
Mm-hmm.
You're acting like, you know, if you want us to act like it's a surprise,
it's
will.
Okay.
Whatever you want from us, we'll give you.
I'm a little surprised.
Okay.
10 p.m. That just seems a little extreme.
That's the earliest
full dinner.
Yeah.
You said like, I'll have the, you know, Papadeli or whatever you got.
I split a Cobb salad, Mandy, and I split a Cobb salad and a chicken sandwich.
Hang on. You're out. What? You're in Nashville. You're in barbecue headquarters.
What?
You go. You've
it was a
been
fried
drinking
chicken
all day.
Sandwich. That counts.
You've been drinking all day. And the first thing you eat is a Cobb salad at 10 p.m.? What the hell's the matter with you?
At least it was a fried chicken. I think they like the fried things in Nashville.
We had apps.
Chicken fry. You had apps?
Stop it. Yeah. Come on.
She literally looked at me and said, move on. We're moving on.
Okay. I don't know. Maybe something secret happened.
Back off. Yeah, what happened?
Nothing.
The appetizer?
You guys, it's so boring. We are like middle-aged women going out to 10 p.m. dinner trying to hang, man. It's hilarious. No.
I feel. Are you trying to hide something?
There is nothing to hide. No one did anything. Back. We were so well behaved.
I want the listening audience to know. I just signaled heroin, and
he's
they did not do heroin.
Every kind of drug. No. We are old. We are moms.
Hey,
we literally
say that. Your words.
Hey, I'm going to get a $5 beer at 2 o'clock in the morning and call myself a champ.
Yeah, I think you are. Good for you.
You know when Miley Cyrus in Party in the USA says something like, definitely not a Nashville party?
Yeah.
Did that ever come into your mind at any point?
It didn't.
Oh.
But man, I'll tell you
back.
What. Nashville party is a party that doesn't stop, man.
Exactly.
Yeah. I guess I didn't get the memo.
Right. There's some questionable rhyming in that song, but no one cares. They
love
it.
Boom, boom, boom.
It's for the people.
I get it now, man. It's a different world.
Vegas.
It is
You've
crazy.
You've experienced it.
It is crazy.
Well, now next year, you know what we're going to have to do? We're going to have to send you and some listeners to Nash Vegas, and you're going to have to do the whole Nikki event again. With listeners.
But you can't let them eat till 10.
That's right.
Yes. Yeah, no!
Hey, what is that? A Tic Tac? Get that out of your mouth. What are you doing?
We're starting with a salad.
I don't even want garnishes on drinks. You keep the orange slices. No olives. We go to the newsroom now with a whip.
Well, speaking of Las Vegas, former Cub Chris Bryant had his $300,000 Lamborghini stolen last month, according to police in Colorado. We're getting to the Vegas part. They say solving this case was one of the keys to busting a multi-state car theft ring. It sounds like a movie right here. Mm-hmm. Bryant paid a company. This is how you do it when you got the millions, I guess. Bryant paid a company to transport his Lamborghini Huracan. Not Hurricane, Huracan.
Oh, yeah.
From Colorado to his home in Las Vegas. But it never arrived. A police investigation found hackers had infiltrated the transport company that Bryant used and rerouted the car to a different home in Las Vegas. Using license plate tracking technology, Cherry Hill Village police traced the transport truck to Vegas, and there they said, all right, now we're going to get them. You just keep watch. They teamed up with the police department in Vegas and Homeland Security to recover the stolen Lambo, which they eventually spotted driving down the street. They stopped the driver. They confirmed the vehicle's VIN number, apprehended the involved suspect. And the bottom line here is thank God they found it, because in the meantime, old Chris had to drive around in his other car, a green 2004 Pontiac Aztec, which is not a good look for a big leaguer.
He only has those two?
Yeah. No, this was all his eggs were in this Lamborghini basket.
They
right
really
there.
Are.
Yeah. He's like, man, I gotta drive around in this.
Right.
Things at 172,000 miles. It's dangerous.
Like, I either have underwear filled with holes or gold-plated boxers.
Yeah. Can't even get this thing today. Served. They won't even service this Pontiac Aztec anymore. No more Pontiac dealers. Hey, I looked everywhere.
But you can camp in the back of it.
Hey, guess what? At the box office over the weekend, most critics just savaged the new rock movie Red One, but the people didn't seem to care. They sent that to the top spot at the box office, about $34 million made. That was followed by Venom in second, Best Christmas Pageant Ever in third, Heretic in fourth, and The Wild Robot still hanging around in fifth place.
And by the way, Nikki, you missed it on Friday. Judy Greer of the Best Christmas Pageant Ever joined us for Dudes Day.
That's awesome.
She was a real treat. Yeah.
She's funny.
She came on laughing and she was like, what's up, dudes?
Yeah.
She was great.
Because of Dudes Day?
She was here for Dudes Day. Yeah. I mean, she brought a little bit of the testosterone we needed on the day. You know? And if you want testosterone, you're going to find it in Red One. You got Santa gets kidnapped. The Rock and Chris Evans have to go get him. His evil brother shows up.
This is Krampus, Santa's evil brother. And the best way to avoid a lump of coal this Christmas is by listening to The Morning Mix with Chris, Nikki, and the Whip on 101.9 The Mix.
There he is.
Thank you, Krampus. Moving to sports. Lump of coal in the Bears' stockings yesterday, even though we're a month before Christmas, month plus. That was in the form of the Green Bay Packers blocking a last-second field goal attempt by Cairo Santos. So, same old result. Packers over the Bears, even though it was only by a point yesterday. Doesn't matter. They've lost 11 in a row to Green Bay, and they have Minnesota coming in here next weekend. Nicky's Lions, though, beat up on Jacksonville. And now, with the Chiefs' loss, they're no longer undefeated. And the Lions are the Super Bowl favorites, according to the Vegas betting people. I know.
Got some texts from my brothers last night.
I bet.
Are we going to New Orleans?
It's like it's a little late for that, but yeah, no.
Nikki, you get us tickets?
Yes.
Yeah.
No.
Make your calls.
Call Harry Connick. You know Harry Connick.
I don't know anyone. I would go to New Orleans, though, and just hang out outside. I wouldn't.
I'm going for the Mufaletta.
That's right.
Cowboys and Texans. Oh, that's fine. Bulls lost last night. Mixed weather, foggy, pretty much a guarantee of rain. Temperatures holding the upper 50s. More rain tonight. Right now, 52. And the weather is brought to us by BecomeAteacher.com. Illinois needs teachers more than ever. So if you're looking to make a positive impact on young lives and earn a competitive salary and benefits, the answer is teaching. Get started at BecomeAteacher.com today. That's BecomeAteacher.com. With your Mix News update at 7:36. Coming up in your next Mix News, why are you putting butter in your coffee? We'll tell you on The Mix.
And we need to find out what's going on in the big bad world of music.
Testing 1, 2, 1, 2.
Soundcheck. Soundcheck. This is Nikki's Soundcheck on The Morning Mix.
All right, two quick things. We're going to talk about Charlie XCX on Saturday Night Live. She was great. We'll discuss that in a second. But first, do you ever feel like there's too much out there? There's too much music. There's too much to consume. It's just too much.
There's a lot.
It is a lot.
Yeah.
And if you are feeling that way, it's justified because they're saying now that in 2024, more music is released in a day than all of 1989 combined.
Whoa.
So just put that in your brain. You know what I mean?
No,
so
this
one
is not
day.
A surprise. Yeah.
It's so they're saying here that, according to the State of the Music Creator Economy Report, which again, so it's like 75 million people are doing music now. They expect it to go up to 198 million by 2030.
Whoa.
It's like everything else. Again, you don't need the news anymore because people can do it from their basement.
Right.
Or you don't need a TV show anymore because there's YouTubers. So anybody can do any of this stuff at any time and send it to whoever they want. So it only makes sense, right? You don't need a record company to release your thing.
No, that's what this whole thing is about. It's really just about music making software and then how you get it out there.
Yeah, you don't need a studio even.
Yeah, you're just doing your bedroom.
Yeah.
I just think that number is so crazy when you think of a day now and then the entire year of 1989.
Yeah.
That's how much music.
Wild.
So if you can't keep up on everything, none of us can because it's insane.
You can't blame you.
And it's just going to get bigger. And if you happen to watch Saturday Night Live this past weekend, Charlie XCX was the host and musical guest. I had never really seen her do anything as far as acting goes. You know what I mean?
I've never seen her do anything.
You know what I mean? She did Boom Clap and you know, she's, and obviously Brad Summer, huge thing and getting a huge tour with Troye Sivan.
Right.
but she was really funny.
This season of SNL feels a little bit like we've got some favorites that we're bringing in, and then we're dropping a bunch of newbies on you that you've never, because she hosted and was musical guest.
Yeah,
and that's a big double duty.
She was great. And in fact, one of the skits here I want you to check out, they did like Wicked auditions gone wrong. Like other people who couldn't make it on Wicked. So take a listen to her and I'm one of the
for Elphaba, Adele.
Oh, hello. Can I take my shoes off?
Okay,
Wicked. Oh my God, I said the name of the bloody movie. Shut up. That's funny.
And she's great. Like,
that's Charlie XCX.
That was Charlie
as Adele.
XCX as Adele.
That's great.
And then she goes on later on to actually play Troye Sivan with someone while they play her. It's great. So anyway, if you want to check it out, it's good. She did a great job.
I saw Sebastian Maniscalco, a comedian, Arlington Heights native. He posted the clip where they have one of the guys plays him in that. And he was like, yeah, good job. Good job.
It was so great.
Yeah, it's not bad.
The mannerisms are perfect.
Right. And then Charlie XCX performed her music too, right? Did she do this one?
Yep.
This is the big one, the Charlie XCX off Brat Summer. The whole neon green and it just says Brat. Brat took over everything. This is the edit for the radio. So there you go, Charlie XCX on SNL. Not bad. And then did you see the other big news about Christmas and Netflix and football?
No.
Can I tell you?
Yeah.
Netflix Christmas football games, as Whit pointed out, we're all worried about buffering issues.
Oh, yeah.
It happened with Tyson.
Yeah.
Halftime Christmas, Beyonce on Netflix.
Really?
Yeah.
I totally missed this.
Yeah, Beyonce on Netflix. So, I mean, if you had trouble with the Tyson fight...
Yeah.
Now you're going to have the Christmas Day NFL games, which is probably going to bring in even more than the Tyson fight. And you're going to spike Beyonce on top of it, which at that moment...
Is it like for the Cowboys? Like, is it a Cowboys game?
Yeah,
I'm guessing?
It's Cowboys and somebody.
Yeah. And she's doing her Texas, you know, country, the St. Texas.
Hey, man, Bears and Lions get you boozy. So
let's go!
On Thanksgiving.
I was really hoping for Olivia Rodrigo. That's what I was hoping. Because I thought, you know what I want? I want some hard gridiron battles happening. People are just amped up and locked and loaded and ready to rock, and then we just bring them down.
Got my driver's license last week, just like we always talked about. Because you were so excited for me to finally drive up to your house. But today I drove through the suburbs crying because you weren't around. And you're probably with that blonde girl who always made me doubt. She's so much older than me. She's everything I'm insecure about. Yet today I drove through the suburbs. 'Cause how could I ever love someone else? And I know we weren't perfect, but forever now I drive alone past your street. And all my friends are tired of hearing how much I miss you, but I kind of feel sorry for them, 'cause they'll never know you the way that I do. Yet today I drove through the suburbs and pictured I was driving. You know I still love you, babe.
how you could be so okay now that I'm gone. Cause you didn't mean what you wrote in that song about me. Cause you said forever, now I drive alone past your street. Yeah, you said forever, now I drive alone past your street.
Beyonce with the Houston Texans game.
There we go.
Christmas Day on Netflix at halftime. Beyonce is coming out. Cowboy Carter, the whole thing. She's doing it. This ain't Texas. This ain't no hoedown. Mm-hmm. You were in Nash, Vegas.
I was.
You know the vibes.
Yeah, they better get over this 25% thing then. This 25% loading that everyone got.
Yeah, that buffering issue, man. 25%. I was shocked. The fight. The fight had gotten to the point. Jake Paul, sorry, right? That's the one? Yeah. Logan's the WWE guy.
Brother,
right? Yeah. Is everything okay? Did I say something wrong?
I'll just remove that from the...
Well, you got time. It's not for a while. Not for a while. Okay, anyway, the Jake fella, and then the Tyson. And it gotten to the point that even my wife, who actively hates fighting, was like, we should probably watch it.
Right.
And I was like, well, we should. It's like a cultural thing now.
Exactly.
It's like risen.
And in Nashville, we found a way to log in through Netflix and watched it.
That's why everybody was buffering.
Yeah.
But I mean, no, everybody had to watch it for sure.
Also on Friday, I was gearing up and somebody texted like, hey, can we get a recap on how that went? You didn't know this, Nikki, but, I went and got a facial on Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Can you tell?
No.
Say yes.
Sure.
Thank you, Whip.
Oh, clearly.
F is mad with you.
I was just saying you look good normally. You didn't need it.
Okay, if I walk in and I go, do these pants make me look heavy? You would say?
I'd say no, because you're looking, I love you,
always
the way
look heavy.
You are.
Yes.
I love you. You always look great. Aww. Yeah.
That was us kissing.
See?
Now. Yeah, they can't see it. We'll say whatever we want. So I did. So my wife had encouraged me over time. And part of it was because I was complaining. I had a lot of blackheads on my nose, and they've been there for 20 years. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know how to get them to move out, you know? And I thought the Biore strip thing, but then I read don't do that anymore. We're poo-pooing the Biore strip.
Okay.
The duct tape that you rip your face off with. So she was like, you should go get a facial. You'll love it. It's relaxing. You'll love it. It's great. Go, go, go. So on Friday for Dude's Day, Whip and I, spoke to an esthetician who told me what I was in for. And I want to tell you, I think either I undersold how bad my blackheads were or you undersold how much it was going to suck. Cause she scraped my face.
Oh.
For like 10 minutes. So they got me. I got. They lay me down in this little chair and the lady put like a blanket over me and I was warm and comfy. And then she started like massaging my face. And then she was like, you want to take your shoes off? And I was like, well, aren't you working up here? I'm fine. That's fine.
Right.
So she's like massaging my face. There's oils, there's creams, there's aromatherapy. And then she didn't even say anything. And she just all of a sudden, it felt like there was like needles in my nose. And she did this thing and she showed me the thing. It looks like a metal. I mean, it's like, looks like a razor blade, but it's not going to cut you. She just shaved them all out.
Mm.
It was crazy. She just kept saying like, yeah, you got a lot of buildup in here. And I was like, yeah, this is the first time. I've never done this before.
Mm-hmm.
But it's pretty clear.
No. I'm thinking now. It's been years since I've done it. I feel like we all have to go do this now.
I walked out and I got carded. I got carded trying to get an R-rated movie ticket. That's how much it was. But I will say when I did leave, I got in my car and I looked in the mirror and my face was so shiny and like oiled up because she did all sorts of potions and lotions on it.
Yeah.
But my skin on my face, and it sincerely has never felt this soft before. But then on the way out, they were like, hey, we recommend you come back in 6 weeks. Can we book you today? And it was a little too fresh. I was like, I think I'm all right. I'll call you. Thank you. And I left.
They learned that trick from the dentists of the world.
Yeah.
You know, like, hey, let's make that 6 month appointment now. I don't know if I'll be free on January 23rd,
right.
But okay.
And 847.
I'll take a stab at it.
Right. 847 was like, nah, facials hurt so bad. They did. It did. But I'm always worried. Like, I'm always worried my fly is down. Like I walk, you know what I mean? Certain things.
No, I don't.
I wasn't worried. I wasn't like, I was never worried that you were looking at me and judging that I had blackheads. You know what I'm saying? And maybe you were.
No.
But I am, like you've caught me several times. I walk out of the men's room and I always am afraid my fly is down.
You really are subconscious about
that. And I check it all
the
time.
Yeah, right,
I just sort of swipe my hand up to my crotchal zone. Yeah. And the worst part is that like if Nikki and I have made eye contact while I've checked my fly and I feel like then it's like you think I'm trying to signal something. I'm not. I'm worried my fly is down.
I'm very aware of what you're doing. It is a definite fear of yours.
You were just talking about SNL. Alec Baldwin's fly was down on SNL.
Oh, I missed that.
Yeah.
Oh man.
His fly was down on SNL during the Good Night, Thank You for Coming.
Oh yeah.
So his fly was down. I'm always worried my fly is down.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wondered if you've ever been caught with it down. Like, I've never been caught with it down, really. But my fear is that I will one day, and so I'm constantly checking it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Have you been caught with your fly down? 312-233-1019. It'll make me feel a little bit better. Maybe it doesn't happen to anybody. I feel like if you're doing a big thing and then you leave, and you look down and you're like, oh man, that whole presentation, no wonder they didn't sign for the timeshare. My fly was down.
A good friend should always tell you if you have your fly down or if you have boogers on your nose.
Big like, Karwowski, that is what a good,
or something in your teeth.
Big Karwowski once, this was like a year ago, his fly was down and I noticed it and he left and I texted him, hey man, your fly is down.
Right.
Also, you should start wearing underwear.
Okay.
I didn't miss that meeting.
Bang, yeah. It was long meeting. Let's get a look at the roads real quick. We'll see what's happening out there.
We have the same problem. The exit ramp is closed due to a rollover on the Reagan Memorial off-ramp to the Tri-State Tollway. So I-88 eastbound to northbound 294. That exit ramp is closed due to a rollover earlier this morning. Inbound Eden, 16 minutes. Lakewood to Montrose, 20. Outbound inbound Kennedy, an hour 2 minutes. O'Hare to downtown, an hour 5 minutes on the reverse. Inbound Eisenhower, 57 minutes. 390 to the old post office, an hour 8 minutes there outbound. Inbound Stevenson, 53 minutes, 355 to DeSable Lakeshore Drive, outbound 33, and then inbound Dan Ryan, 25 minutes from 95th to the interchange. This report is sponsored by Ashley Furniture. Everyone shops like a VIP during the biggest and best Black Friday sale ever. This weekend, get the VIP treatment with 25% off your entire purchase, plus get free delivery and qualifying purchases only at Ashley.
Oh no, my worst fears are about to be realized. Oh, Sam! Hey, Sam.
Yes.
Sam, okay, I'm always afraid my fly is down. It's never really been down. I don't know why it's a concern, but it's happened to you?
No, it's my husband, and I can't make this up, but it's a couple times a week. He gets home from work, and I tell him every time your barn door is open. I have to find some crafty way to say it.
Now, so that means that he has spent his whole day at work with the fly down.
Probably a good amount. I don't know how much, but enough that, yeah, it just, he sits there and he's not even like, he doesn't faze him anymore. He doesn't even care.
What does he do for a living?
A boat mechanic.
A boat mechanic.
Huh.
Wow. That's really cool. So he's,
at least he's not around a lot of people.
That's what
know?
I was going to say. Like, yeah, he's around the boats. Yeah. And those sailors. I mean, those guys are wild. So, yeah. All right. So her husband's coming home multiple days a week with this fly down.
Interesting.
So it does happen to the everyman.
Yeah.
Not just Alec Baldwin. Got to beware out there, man. Beware. Be careful, folks. This is your warning today. Take heed. Check that fly. You don't want it down.
I can't not check now.
It's funny, right?
Have to.
This is where we are. This is what you missed going on vacation.
Yeah, yeah. Wow, yeah. Man.
I accidentally reached into the leftover Dude's Day pile.
Yeah.
Shame on me on the mix. Can't be shit, I'm an early bird. It's 10 o'clock before I say a word. Baby, I can never tell. How do you sleep so well? You keep telling me.
I think it's
Mix coming up after 8 o'clock. Do you know more than Nikki? A lot happened over the weekend. We're going to find out if you know more than Nikki, and she's still coming out of her haze of Nash Vegas. So that's coming your way. Plus, a Friday Freakout Check-In. That comes your way after 8 on The Morning Mix.
More of today's variety next on 101.9 The Mix. The Morning Mix. Get The Morning Mix on the go with the free Mix app. Available in the Apple App Store and Google Play. More of The Morning Mix next on today's variety. 101.9 The Mix.
I'm not trying to brag, but my family and I have the best looking house in our entire neighborhood. Everybody keeps coming up and telling us how great our holiday decorations look. Hey, it's Whip from The Morning Mix, and it's all because of our great friends at It's a Wonderful Light, who did an incredible job with custom design, installation. They do maintenance and takedown too. Visit IAWlight.com for a free consultation and see how they can make your home shine like they did mine. That's IAWlight.com, and make this season the brightest yet.
What Penny Mustard furniture do we have in our homes?
Well, I'm proud to own the Elysian sofa. It's like comfort and sophistication had a baby.
Huh?
You'd never know that something so elegant could be so unbelievably cozy.
Okay, I just have one question.
Yes?
Sofas can have babies? The Elysian sofa, starting at just $202 a month with only one penny down and no interest till December of 2026 through December 8th at Penny Mustard.
7 locations throughout Chicagoland.
PennyMustard.com.
Happy holidays. Welcome to Total Wireless. How can I help you?
Ay, my phone is panicking. It thinks I'm trading it in.
No worries. At Total Wireless, you get 50% off a Total 5G Unlimited plan when you keep your phone.
Really? 50% off and I get to keep my phone? Wow.
Yep, that's as low as $25 per month for one line when you sign up for AutoPay.
Visit your Total Wireless store today. Restrictions apply. Compatible device required. Available exclusively online and in Total Wireless retail stores.
Ooh, we got a question. Brian W. asks, it's the holiday season and I'm looking for deals. Is Xfinity having a Black Friday sale?
Well, Brian, our best deals of the year are here. Get iPhone 16 Pro on us. Just ask us how. Plus, you can also get fast, reliable Xfinity internet with a line of Xfinity Mobile Unlimited for a great low price.
So don't wait. Bring home a new iPhone 16 Pro built for Apple intelligence.
And connect to reliable 5G and Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig on Xfinity Mobile.
That's a big deal.
More like a gig deal.
Now through December 3rd, ask how to get the new iPhone 16 Pro on us with an unlimited plus line. Plus, get 300 megabit Xfinity internet and an unlimited mobile line together for only $35 a month for 12 months with no annual contract. Go to Xfinity.com/Black Friday Sale to learn more. Restrictions apply. Requires paperless billing on auto pay with stored bank account, equipment, taxes, and fees extra. After promo, regular rates apply. Xfinity Mobile requires Xfinity internet. Gig speeds available via hotspots to Xfinity Mobile customers only. Reduced speeds after use of monthly data included with your data option. Actual internet speeds and data thresholds may vary.
Chicago, meet Joss & Main, where you can shop the latest trends for home. Every piece is hand-bedded for quality at attainable prices, so you can bring your space to life for less than you'd expect. Visit Joss & Main today online or in-store to shop all your outdoor essentials, new arrivals, and more. And get free two-day delivery on thousands of styles. Shop the ultimate style edit for home at JossAndMain.com and in-store at Oak Brook Center.
Hey, ready to plan your next sun and sand escape? Black Friday weekend is the perfect time to make it happen. Save up to $500 on the vacation of your dreams. Plus, snag exclusive hotel deals at AppleVacations.com. Whether you're dreaming of an unforgettable family getaway or a romantic escape for two, the savings are fantastic and the memories are just waiting to be made. Time is of the essence. Don't let this chance slip away. Book your getaway at AppleVacations.com or reach out to your local travel agent today.
You've heard me talk about my friend who the whole time I had known him had been the most active person I knew, the one who couldn't do any of his favorite stuff anymore because of nagging pain in his hip. Hey, it's Whip here from The Morning Mix, and because of that pain, my buddy was really upset and down because he felt like he was just bored in the house and wasting all his time while everybody else was out having fun. So I asked him the obvious question, which is why he didn't try to do something about it. His answer, he couldn't afford to take time off of work, he did not want surgery, and he didn't want want to go on a bunch of meds, which is exactly why I told him about QC Kinetics, where they use your own body's healing properties to treat the root cause of your pain. And the best part about their cellular regenerative treatments, there's no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. The consultation is free with Saturday appointments available too. Call 312-809-5955. 312-809-5955. Tell them Whip sent you. That's 312-809-5955. QC Kinetics.
Febreze.
So my home is also my office. And before I can focus, every room's gotta be clean. That means tidying up and spraying my Febreze Air Mist. Ooh, that's fresh. Febreze Air Mist scents are all high quality. They fight any weird funk and they give my air an instant boost of freshness. So not only does my home smell good, I feel good too. After I Febreze, it's time to start my day.
Breathe happy Febreze, la 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 la.
Finding the perfect gifts for everyone on your list takes time, and the holidays can get a little busy. So let Macy's help you get a jump on your shopping with our Black Friday sale happening right now. It's your chance to find the best deals on the best gifts before the holiday rush, like cozy puffers and coats and more of the season's best styles. So get your gifts at Macy's now, and when you're cool, calm, and collected during holiday crunch time, you'll have yourself and Macy's to thank. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
The Mix Studio is powered by ComEd. It's getting easier for your business to switch to electric vehicles. Learn more at ComEd.com/clean.
Happy Monday.